first time or not, but my name's Olivia, or Liv. And so tonight I was going to talk about, as you guys may know, how to love at your darkest. And so it kind of goes with the theme with like what everything's going on around us. It's truly like scary, not, and just like sad and just awful. Like the fact that we're in this generation right now and we're still dealing with equality is wrong. So I'm just gonna do a quick word of prayer before I get into the topic. So it's, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this time that you are able to give us even when we're on the go, Lord. Please help me say the right things and say that, you know, they're through you and not through me, but help me put them in the right way so that everyone can understand and your word could be spread. In your name we pray, amen. So I want my kind of story or back, just, I don't even know what it's called. If you guys have your Bibles out, today I have it on my phone, but usually it's on my book. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8, if you guys want to open it, and if somebody wants to read it, I can read it, but you guys are totally welcome to. Like, I love when people are involved and it's not just me talking. So it's Romans chapter 5, verses 8. I can get it if... Okay, so I will read it out. So it says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So he loved you at the darkest, and even if we still sin, even if we're going through the craziest thing, or we've done a horrible thing, he loves us at our darkest. And to me, that's huge because, you know, let's say you have a friendship that's going wrong or gone wrong or whatever it may be, and you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to forgive this person. You know, you're like, yeah, like this person did this horrible thing, or this person is doing this horrible thing, so why should I be nice to them, or why should I show compassion and love? Like, why do I have to do that? And so, you know, it's important because God says, well, I've loved you at your darkest. So why can't, you know, obviously, we can't compare ourselves to God because God has the biggest heart and he is love. Like we try and have and show love and show mercy and compassion, and you know, we have to forgive. But when we're dealing with things like that, even in my personal life, like how do you guys go about that when, you know, someone has done something terribly wrong? Do you guys get automatic, like, do you guys just get frustrated and mad and stay that way? Or do you, like, after time realize, okay, like, maybe I should forgive this person, or maybe I should show love and, like, still be able to love this person? Do you guys have an experience of some sort like that? Or, like, or what would you think would, like, if you guys were to go through with something like that, like, what would your experience be like? Because I'm sure most of us have experienced, you know, something of some sort, whether it be a relationship or a friendship or whatever it may be. Like, what have you guys done when something terribly has gone wrong and you're like, oh goodness, like, what have you done? Does anybody want to speak? You guys can totally open your mics. And
well, at least in my case, most of the time I feel bad for them because I know how it is to be angry and not really see the world in a godly way, because a lot of people believe in evolution. It's survival of the fittest, do or die. And as disciples of Christ, we have a light that we're supposed to be giving to the world. And like in my experience, if someone's giving me problems, which I have experienced a lot, I always pray for them. And I try to be the best example as of a Christ follower as I can be. And even if the situation gets really, really hard, I don't like just get on my knees and start praying. I just, in my head, I go, Lord, give me love and patience and understanding, my Lord, and wisdom on how to handle the situation. And that's how I handle it.
That's awesome. And I think it, a lot of us can, you know, we should try and learn from that. I know that from a, it took me like a year and a half to be able to show compassion or, you know, some sort of like mutual liking back and just like forgive and understand what happened was for the right, or, you know, it was supposed to happen. That's the way things were. And so, you know, it takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of strength and courage, and patience, like exactly like you said, Daniel, and prayer, a lot of prayer, because like I talked about last week, courage and faith, I think, goes hand in hand. It's super, super important, you know, to have that faith. You know, what are we doing to make sure that, you know, we're actually keeping that friendship with God? Like, you know, yes, we're faithful. Maybe we pray, okay, after each meal, or before each meal, and we say our goodnight prayers. Okay, but are you sitting down and talking with Him, and being, you know, truthful, talking about your blessings, talking about your day? Are you communicating with God in that, in a sense that, you know, you can have that friendship with Him? And so, to me, it's important that, like, you know, we do pray, because if we don't pray, we don't create that friendship, we don't get to be able to have that, like, connection with God. And so, I just forgot these. Marla, keys. So it's just for me, I think about right now, what's going on with the world, and so, like, there is hate, there is so much hate, and, you know, but what can we do to be known to be that light, to be able to love, even though we know that people are doing wrong? How are we supposed to show them that we're Christ-like? Because, you know, as I watch what's going on in the world, it's and, like, I guess started in the States now, you know, the whole world, you know, coming together and trying to, you know, support and protest, you know, like, how are we supposed to, as Christians, be able to, you know, stand up for what's right, but also, you know, stay on, like, and be have this light and show people that we are Christ, like, that we're trying to help in a sort of way, but not through aggressiveness, not through, you know, all this stuff, but through love. So how do we do that? Really appreciate if you guys, I'm just going to be walking, if you guys can share some ideas, and I have my own thoughts. So what do you guys think? How do we go about doing that?
Olivia,
go ahead, Jason.
I have some, Olivia, for that. I think the first step is to listen to people and to hear the pain and struggle that's in their voice, in their heart, that they're going through. Because particularly if it's an experience that you personally haven't had, it's hard to relate to it individually. I think sometimes as Christians, we try to understand struggles through our own lenses. And if we haven't gone through it ourselves, we don't condone it, or while we're not for the injustice, we don't understand it. So we just like, well, what do we do? But I believe, because this is something that I'm doing presently, and I've done, you know, for some time, is just listen to people and understand. Because when you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is to listen and let the Lord lead you. And then also in that place is, you know, particularly in the issue that, you know, in the present day that you just brought up, it won't always be the most comfortable conversation. It won't always be the most comfortable emotion that you're hearing. But as Christians, we weren't called to be comfortable. We were called to be relevant and obedient and to walk in Christ-like love. And Christ-like love does look at the hearts of people and is there with them in the pain. And you don't always have to have the answer. That's the first step. I believe that's the first step. And I'm sure there are others. I just want to kind of just, when you don't know what to do, just the first thing to do is to listen, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to have an answer. You don't want to have an answer to a question. How can I word this? I know what I want to say. You can't have an answer without knowing the question or without knowing the relevance. So you can't just, wisdom comes through listening, and that is the first step. So I just encourage everyone to do that, and I'll let someone else speak, but that's just my thoughts on that.
For a second. But I agree. I 100% agree with that. And so, like, I'm just wondering, have you guys gone to go to any protests or like silent protests or anything like that? No.
I'll be going on one this coming Sunday. And then me and us and the police are going to be protesting together. We're going to become one group and protest throughout the city of Moses Lake.
That's wonderful.
And that's the plan anyway.
Okay. Is there any other ways, like, I know that, you know, in person and stuff like that, but what's other ways that we can show love and mercy to what's going on? How in this time right now, like, we have so many social media platforms. We have, you know, I don't even know, like, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, I guess, like, I don't even know, like, Pinterest, like, I don't really know. But how can we utilize these tools? Because, oh, Twitter, yes, thank you. I don't have Twitter, but that is huge for people I know for a fact. How are we able to utilize that? And, you know, because it's in our hands. It's right, you know, right here, right on my screen, on my phone. How can I be able to, you know, utilize what I have to be able to show this love, to spread even the word of God, to encourage others and see that there is, you know, that it's going to be better, or that, like, because I know there's kind of like this talk, it's kind of like, well, we've been struggling with racism and things like this for however many years, you know, what makes you think that it's going to get better, you know? So to me, I'm like, oh gosh, like, how do I respond to that question? Because I don't know the future. Like, God obviously has a plan. We don't know it. No one knows it. But we only can trust and have faith. And so not being egocentric and not being dismissed. Yeah, that's thank you, Reggie. That's good. I think right now my whole goal, and kind of just, you know, God has loved us at our worst times. He's loved us at our darkest. And right now, even when we're sinners, when, you know, all of this. And so important that we try our hardest to show our, you know, Christ-like, you know, actions and stuff to other people's, especially through the dark time, you know, trying to be a light in this whole situation, I think is so important, because it sets you apart and people can see that. People can see that. They can scan across the crowd and they can see that you're different. They can see and tell. But if you're going to mix in with a crowd just to, like, do whatever it is, and, you know, you're not intentionally doing God's work for the purpose of love, you're not going to stand up. You're not going to be that burning light in the whole crowd. So with that being said, is there anything anyone else wants to add? I don't really know, that it's kind of a short topic for me tonight. But that was, and like, it's short, but I hope that it's big enough for us to think about, because it's truly something that you can't just sit down and do. You can't just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do and it's going to work. I think that it takes, you know, a lot of patience and faith in order to like show this love and mercy and compassion towards everything. So if anybody has anything to share, I'd love to hear it.
Something that I always found curious is the 12 disciples and Paul didn't have social media. They didn't have airplanes and couldn't travel the world. But in their generation, they took their God's message throughout the whole world. Mm-hmm. Everyone heard it. And so to think about that, like they didn't have Instagram or Facebook or any of that. And yet, with the tools we have currently,
we're not utilizing them to the full potential.
With the tools we have currently, it seems like we're doing a lot less than what the disciples did. And even though they opened a path for us to follow, the most important thing, the example they said, they have to have a willingness of sharing Christ to everyone. Yes. And having that desire. And that's where it all begins, is having, being a friend of Christ. Mm-hmm. Because that's where it all begins. You got to be a friend, and you got to understand that what's going on in the world, some of us are lucky to live for 100 years, and we got a short time before we pass away. And our main priority is to take the gospel to the world, because at the end of the day, the only thing we're taking to heaven is the people that we help save. And then, so that's probably should be our biggest priority, at least in my opinion. And dealing with racism, I mean, the first thing we got to do, in my opinion, is accept that it exists. Because for the longest time where I worked, and all the friends I have, they acted like, oh, the only racism that was going on was against the LGBTQ and all those people. And I'm like, no, not really. It's still a lot worse for people of darker color than for these people. These people have it easy compared to them. And everyone looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, oh, that's already been done away with Martin Luther, the protests. And I was like, not really. Because me, I came from the ghetto. So I understand. And I've seen all that. And then so I dealt a lot with the police. And like, not me personally, but because of my brothers, they were troublemakers, and then so I had to deal with them as well. And I got to see how there was a huge difference on how they treat people. And then so accepting that it does exist, and then you can start asking the right questions. Okay, it exists. And me as a Christ follower, what should I be doing? And then how can I help improve, and how should I handle that situation? And that's the beginning step. I'll let anyone else continue with that.
Yeah, it's definitely a big discussion piece. If no one has anything else to say or add, I'd love to close with, you know, prayer and prayer requests that are personal maybe, or for family members, for anybody. You guys can speak or just write them in the chat. But obviously pray for what's going on around us, especially. Like, I can't compare what, like, right now, like, obviously there is racism in Canada, and I can't say that there isn't. But I've never, like, I can't say that on the news I've ever seen anything like how I see it on, you know, the news from the States. So, like, But here it's more racism towards First Nations people. So in a sense, it's still like towards people that are of different like culture and race and just skin color. So I guess I don't know, like, since I just like think about like cities that like, you know, there's just so much destruction and just, you know, there's literally like, it's so, violent, and it scares me. Like, I can't imagine being in a city like that. And so that's huge. Like, I pray for those, you know, just the children and everybody, like, even like who's just trying to, you know, maybe stay clear, but still help in some way. Or I don't even know if I'm saying the right things, like, but just pray for the world, because, you know, there's protests happening even in Europe, the UK. So here, I know there is a protest happening in my city, in half an hour. It's a silent one. So like, you know, everything's being heard. And so the world is, you know, coming as one, kind of, for trying to make this, you know, a better, you know, home, even though we know it's not our eternal home. We know our eternal home, we want to be up there in heaven with Jesus. Yeah, any other prayer for my boyfriend's online classes and church opens? June 20th, that is so exciting. April, where are you from? June 27th, wow. She's still here. I don't know if April's still here. Looking for a job still.
I would like to ask for prayer requests. Tonight we're going to be having a meeting about about Camp Myvidin and how we're going to be dealing with everything. And then so pray for the Lord to give wisdom to the directors and the leaders and the speakers, and for us to make the right decisions.
Yeah, wisdom. Okay, so Atlanta, Georgia. Just curious, April, how big is your church? Like, how many members do you guys have in the church? I'm excited now. I'm like, is my church going to open?
I'm about 600.
Oh, what? And you guys are opening, like, completely? Like, everyone's allowed to come?
They're having limits on who can come. About 100 people can come. Capacity.
Better than here. It's only 30 here. That's, and our church, I guess it's only, we have about 300 members. But, well, that's huge. That's awesome to hear. Pray for classes, of course. Yeah, so let us, a lot of online projects, classes, exams, and jobs, wisdom and prayers and faith.
And then I would like to ask for prayer requests too, because I have a sermon coming up next Sabbath, not this Sabbath, but the next one. And then so pray for the Lord to give me his message and how, like, what he wants me to tell his people.
For sure. Awesome. Okay, well, so I can close with prayer. If you guys want to bow your heads, or if you're driving, whatever it may be, I'm going to do a word of prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you for helping me still be able to be on here with everybody, still be able to spread your message and tell my two cents of what my devotion was this morning, and share it with others. Lord, I pray for everyone that's on this call and everybody else. Honestly, Lord, just everybody in this world is suffering. Different ways, big, small. We're all impacted by what's going on around us. Lord, I pray for, you know, patience, love. I pray that you show us compassion and what to do and be the light. Show love in the darkest times right now. Lord, I pray for April's friends who are doing online classes, and Ashley, who's doing online classes and projects and candidates. And so I just pray that, Lord, students who are still in school, university, taking classes, Lord, that you may guide them. It's very different than being in a normal class. So it's kind of stressful, no matter what. But Lord, I pray that you guide them. Lord, I pray for Jason as he's still looking for a job, Lord, and many others out there, Lord, that are still not able to find jobs. Lord, I pray for Daniel as he's going to be speaking your word in a few weeks. Lord, I pray that you may show him what to say, show him the message, and may you speak through him. Lord, I pray again once more for wisdom for everybody, and may you keep us all safe. In your name we pray.